Saban again at 2. Belling into the half court. First team to score win.
That's shaping up that way.
Berry playing man-to-man on the defensive side. Dodd to the high post patch. Down low to Wisdom. Goes to the right side and banks it in. Holton scores first. It's Lindsey Wisdom.
You know, one thing, that's something that Lindsey's added to her game is as Tierra Dodd gets a steal, go the other way. Lindsey Wisdom showed going left and went back to her right hand. Boy, you know, she loves the right hand. She loves to go to her right hand, but she showed going left, moved the defense just enough to get back to the right hand. Definitely an improvement over what she showed early in the season, being a completely dominant right-handed person.
Passing by Holton as they have it here with a 2-0 lead. Patch looking to create something from the foul line between the circles now to Flewelling. Wisdom gets it at the high post. She drives on the baseline. Patch from 15. That shot partially blocked. Wisdom, though, gets the rebound. Too far underneath the bucket. She misses. Patch rebounds and puts it in. Offensive boards, and Macy Patch gives Holton a 4-0 lead.
Nothing like second, third chance opportunities as you get down the floor, especially in a low score ball game. If you can come figure out a way to get some, increase your points per possession, that's going to be a major factor, not only tonight, but headed into sub-state next week.
Harry LeCompton still with no points, 3.5 minutes in. They lob it to the baseline underneath. Tough catch for Baker. It's some trouble down there, and they're going to say she had it and was out of bounds. Good defense again by Holton. That 4 turnovers on Perry LeCompton as we have our first subs for both teams. For Holton, it's Grace Hetzel, a 5'5 junior, and Delaney New, a 5'9 junior, in for Coach Kurt Heisler. For Perry LeCompton, in there for the first time, it is Reagan Thayer. She is a 5'9 junior, and Emma Naley, a 5'10 junior, off the bench for the Con. High low from Wisdom to Patch. Underneath, trying to find help, finds New, shoots a 3. Bank shot, no good. Rebound and a little tic-tac over the back foul there. Our first foul of the night is over the back on Holton's Tierra Dodd.
Holton's on some pressure on the dead ball. A little 1-2-2. Half court, three-quarter court trap. And we've got travel.
Tierra Dodd very active atop that 1-2-2 full-court press by Holton. They are 8-2 in their last 10 ball games. How about the last time out for the Cats against Nemaha Central, winning here at home last Friday night, 34-30. Is now we got an offensive foul against Holton. Both fouls on the Cats tonight. This is the first on Macy Patch, but Nemaha Central had won 11-12 coming in here to Holton. They had a lot to play for, of course, as well. It was a phenomenal victory for the Wildcats last Friday. It was also kind of a concern coming in for Coach Heisler. How his team would respond after getting a big win against a team like that last time out?
Well, you know, one of the things we talked about earlier in the year is starting to string some wins together. And this whole team's done that. And, you know, all of a sudden, all confidence picks up. And then all of a sudden, you have a big win. How do you respond to it? You know, that's the one of the things I said was the reward for doing great work and improving is doing more work and improving. You know, it doesn't change. You have to keep the kids motivated. You have to keep the kids working hard and trying to get better every day in practice.
There's a steal by Macy Patch.
Has Perry got a shot off yet?
Maybe one. They've turned it over 6 times. I know that. Holton only up 4-0, though, as we've almost played 5 minutes of basketball. The ball pops out of the hands of Lindsey Wisdom, and Holton's turned it over 4 times themselves. In transition, here's Campbell. 4-year starter for the Perry LeCompton Cons, or 4 years the varsity level. Started a couple times her freshman year. She gets an open 3 look and switched it in. She's pretty good. Campbell Keller, averaging just under double digit tonight, puts the cause on the board.
This one has a little bit of a bittersweet for me. You know, this senior class, Stacy Bond and Macy Patch, were freshmen my last year coaching here at Holton. And Campbell Keller, we had to have a scout on her a little bit as a freshman, especially the second time we played them. You know, it's the last time that, you know, I'm seeing kids that we could have played or may have played against us that I coached against. So time flies when you're having fun, but boy, it's been a lot of fun to see this whole team continue. And wow,
pretty good underclassman right there as well.
She And she was a kid that last year that, you know, I know that the coaches were talking about, this kid could be really, really good. Etzel goes to the rim for the bucket.
Nice little bank there by Etzel. Score tied at six after Taylor Dammy hit the tray a minute ago. You're talking about Dammy.
Is she just a kid that has some size and athletic ability? Try to move her out on the perimeter. She gets a shot off there.
Five in a row for Taylor Dammy. As Perry LeCompton's ahead 8-6. Took them 4 minutes to get a bucket, but now Campbell with three and Dammy with five quick points, and they got a little lead.
They must have remembered what they did last night.
Very well against Hiawatha. Wisdom drives right side of the lane and scores her second field goal.
Boy, if Lindsay gets to her right hand, she is deadly.
Like we've said that a couple times this year,
about
huh?
99, I think.
There's a rebound and a putback off the Dammy miss. Open underneath the basket. Nobody was in front of Brooke Metcalf, who gets an easy stick back. And the Cos retake a two-point lead. Bond driving against Welch. Now Delaney Newell around the screen from Llewellyn. Kicks to the near corner. Bond didn't catch it cleanly. Without the dribble, finds Etzel. Had one nice drive and finish a moment ago. Off the bench. We're under a minute left here in the opening quarter. Etzel getting a down low to Llewellyn. Touched away from behind. Llewellyn on the deck. Players diving for that loose ball. And we now get a jump with the possession arrow favoring Holton. Emma Naley and Campbell Keller come back in for the Cos. Holton will keep their five out there. Trailing here 10-8 with the ball underneath their own bucket.
The Prairie's showing like a, you know, their record doesn't indicate it. They're still trying to figure out how to win. But, you know, this is a different team that Holton faced first time. Down at Perry, right early in the year. I mean, 41-19, they're looking like a team that's hungry, looking like a team that's improved. And doesn't always show up in the win-loss column, but this is a team that really looks like they've made some progress both ends of the floor.
Trent Zetta, the first-year head man, he's the seventh coach in the last 14 years for Perry LeCompte. He probably coached against four or five different coaches down there for the Cos.
It's been a revolving door, Perry, and that's never going to be good for the kid as far as getting some success going. Brooke goes to the rim and misses. Just like that, Perry, the outlet. That's a really good outlet pass. Macy gets the block going the other way, though.
Really nice recovery there by Macy Patch. Campbell Keller was kind of ahead of the pack after that outlet pass she got that Coach Holliday mentioned. Now Holton with 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Have the ball down two. Nod to Patch. 6 seconds on the clock. Looking to get it across the lane to Llewellyn, but it's intercepted and heaved to the other end. Ball goes out of bounds actually with 1 second left. That's five turnovers on Holton, six on Perry LeCompte. But the Cos now leading here at the end of the first quarter. Only two fouls in that first 8 minutes. Those were both on Holton as the first quarter will come to a close. Was that ball touched? Maybe not. It was inbounded from one side of the court to the other, and now still 1 second left. They say it was tipped, I guess, so the second ran off.
I think it said the clock should have started.
All right, out of the second quarter we go. Our score, Perry LeCompte 10, Holton 8, girls Big 7 League basketball on MFCSports.net, and you're on your local sports authority. 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton High School with studio engineer Chance Link, Justin Pluck, John Holliday with you. It's 10-8. Perry LeCompton leading the Holton girls. Wildcats little zone defense to begin this second quarter. Perry LeCompton looking inside to Tammy, who turns, goes to the basket, blocked by Fluellen, but a foul will be called. It's Holton's third team foul and the first on Brooke Fluellen. Holton led 4-0 almost 4 minutes into this game, but Perry then hit a couple threes by Campbell Keller and Taylor Tammy, and they've had the lead a couple times now since, including coming into quarter number two. Free throws of the night, and it's good for the sophomore, Taylor Tammy.
She's a kid that has a ton of potential. I think she hasn't tapped off on it completely yet. But as you alluded to, you had one coach last year who wants you to do it this way. You got another coach who wants you to do it again. And as she hits the second one, all of a sudden, she's got 7 points. Basically, the first quarter of the ball game. That's a lot of points. I don't care who you are. She's found a way to score. She's got the ability to score in a lot of different ways. She's a post player. She goes to the three-point line. Stacey Baum pulls off the screen, misses.
Great genes, too. I know her mom played some college ball at Kansas University, and she's got a younger sister. This is sophomore, very athletic as well. So we're going to hear that Dammy name for a while with Perry LeCompton, unless they decide to go to the Mideast League or something, but very athletic and volleyball players as well. 12-4 or 12-8 now, 4-point lead, the biggest of the night for the Cos. We have the ball. It's Reagan Sayer on the left side. Reversing Campbell up top to Metcalf. Big Ten, a 3-pointer. Brooke Metcalf and the Cos playing with some confidence now, up by 7.
Boy, when you see that back in from the top of the key, you're wondering if it's your night or not. You fight through it, hopefully do some good things to get back going again, but all of a sudden, 7-point lead by Perry.
Holton with their starting five out there. This is a 7-0 run. We were tied at 8. And Dammy gets a steal, took it away from Wisdom. Holton, 6 turnovers. Dammy stops without any numbers. Now Perry will set it up. Metcalf attacks right side. This shot won't go, but another foul on Holton will give the Cos 2 more free throws. Doesn't really look like a basketball team that has gone winless in the Big 7. And we know how good the Big 7 League is, but the Perry team 0-13, Coach, and they've only played one team within 11. That was a 4-point loss to Royal Valley.
Well, just that move that Metcalf showed there, boy, she stepped through, got it up, missed the front end of a 2-shot foul, but that's kind of a big league move there that she showed, going showed to the left foot, comes back, got through, split the defense, but missed both free throws. As Etzel Grace gets the rebound off the free throw.
Etzel had to come in because Macy Patch just picked up her second personal foul. So Patch on the bench now for the Wildcats, their second leading scorer, averaging 10 a game. Here's Wisdom again driving, and a traveling called. Shot went in, but kind of struggled to come to a jump stop and get a little separation there. And all of a sudden, Holt got 7 turnovers, and that's how many they're down by with 6:20 to play here in the half.
We've talked about it before. The defense for Perry really jumped to Lindsay's right hand, got her stopped, and she shuffled a little bit. Turnover, 7-up, but Brooke gets it right back for Holton, and going the other way.
Not able to pick it up. That's Perry's 7th turnover as well after they had about 4 on their first 5 possessions. It's Perry forever to get a shot up, let alone a basket, but now they have a nice lead. They're playing man-to-man D. Odd up top working against Campbell Keller. Over to Todd on the far side there, defends her, cutting through it to Llewellyn. It getting some separation as Allie Baker went flying backwards and Brooke able to finish.
Well, Brooke did a great job of getting to 2 feet. Well, that's something a lot of kids can't do. But you get to 2 feet, get the jump stop, shows control, so no player control in that situation.
Shot in the lane missed by Kendall Gray. She's in for the first time. She's another sophomore for this Perry team. They're pretty young. They only have 2 seniors, like Holton, on their roster this year. Baker and Campbell are the 2 seniors for the Cos. Lob underneath to Baker. Shot no good. And got a foul going for the rebound. It's against Perry LeCompton. 3 players check in for the Cos, so it's been an 8-player rotation, but Coach Franzetta in his first year and first time as a head high school coach is rotating them in most every dead ball here. A foul against Emma Naley, her first, and that's the first foul against Perry LeCompton actually tonight. spot.
Started showing a little zone, I thought, for a second. Then they went back to the man-to-man.
On inside, Wisdom top, turnaround jumper in the paint. Lindsay scores her third field goal. Holton within three. This one off the fingertips of Brooke Metcalf and a turnover for the Cause. That's been a big struggle for them this season as well, taking care of the basketball. Three wins against the NEK Saints and also beat Valley Falls. Those two wins were in their midseason tournament. Their first win of the year and third total this year was against Wellsville, and that was in their preseason tournament at Paola. So three wins in tournament play for Perry LeCompton. Holton gets it into Wisdom again, and she's fouled heading to the line. So I talk about Perry's three wins all coming in tournament play. Here's the other good thing for this Cause team, Coach, is that every Big 7 League team, except Holton, is 4A, but the rest of them, except Riverside, is 2A. But all the 3A Big 7 League teams are in that tough Silver Lake substate, which is brutal next week. Those brackets will be out tomorrow. But Perry LeCompton is sent to the Pomona substate. So the Cons will not see any more Big 7 League teams in postseason. They could be the number 7 seed, but draw a first-round matchup against maybe like a Heritage Christian or somebody. They have a chance to make some noise and get outside the league as Lindsay Wisdom makes both free throws.
You know, it used to be Hayden was a team that always went into substate play with a poor record because of the schedule they played. Perry's going to be no different. And they're going to be a tournament play. Turnover again as Brooke gets a steal going the other direction. They're going to be a tournament play, and if all they give is win a tournament play, then
not all bad.
Schedule more tournaments.
Here's a shot block, but it comes right back to Wisdom, who shoots it in again, and she's got six of her now 10 points here in the second quarter as the Wildcats retake the lead. And another Perry turnover. They're 10th. Man, Holton was down 15-7, and now they're on a 9-0 run, and we'll have the basketball here at the midway point of quarter number two.
This game of runs. It's just amazing. Always has been just how fluid the game is as far as one team plays great for a while, another team plays great for a while. Well, those epic games are when both teams are just outstanding on both ends of the floor, which is a lot of fun.
Holds it up top to New. Just checked back in. Now Bond on the left. Tough catch for Wisdom from the left elbow. Out to New it goes. Holton three-point shooting has been close to non-existent here in the second half of the season. They've got most of their games without much of a perimeter threat. Vaughn gets it to Wisdom. Tried to pass it underneath, but it's stolen away. She tried to get it to Flewelling. Patch on the bench having two fouls. 8 Holton turnovers, but they lead 16-15 here with just over 3 minutes to play in this second quarter. Lob to Baker. Good help defense by Flewelling. Ball stolen away by Wisdom. Man, Holton's defense has been really good down low. Lots of deflections.
Love deflections. We got timeout. Holton puts off and takes a 30.
Going to get Macy Patch back in there. Holton's still on a 9-0 run currently as we'll take a break with 3:05 to go till halftime. Our timeout sponsored by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Find them just west of Whiting and online at popcorngifts.com. .net. Return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Best Dieters and Fran Wright. The right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
16-15, Holton leads Perry LeCompton. Quick shot out of the timeout. Long two missed on the baseline by Delaney New, and here come the Cause. We're under 3 minutes to go now here in the second quarter. Campbell to the far corner. Three-pointer by Jamie. That one's an air ball, but the rebound falls to the Cause. An easy bank shot up and in by Reagan Thayer, and that stops Holton's 9-0 run. Patch back in with two personal fouls, only a total of 4 fouls so far in this game. Welling up top, Edson, she'll fire 3 off off the back iron. High rebound. Llewellyn brings it down. Deflected back out to Edsel. It's a down one here with the possession. Over to Bond. Fakes the three. Llewellyn, high post. Brooke kicks it back. Bond, a long two. It's up. It's short. Rebound. That's Llewellyn underneath again. And the stick back for Brooke. Getting it done on both ends of the court.
She just plays so hard. That's a good thing.
Speaking of hard, how about that collision by Tammy and Wisdom? Or was that Llewellyn that hit the deck and took the charge? You're talking about how hard she plays. She just took a hard shot there, took the charge. Taylor Dammy will pick up her first personal foul.
You know, that just, you know, Brooke scores a layup at one end.
On an offensive rebound.
On an offensive board. Then she beats everybody down the floor and pick up a charge on the other end, clear to the baseline.
Yeah, you'll take five of those on your team any day of the week.
Absolutely.
Twice on Tuesday. Holton ahead, 18-17, leading Perry by one as we go under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Final night of the regular season in the Big Seven League tonight. Hiawatha and Sebastopol got postponed till Thursday. The rest of the league teams playing this evening, except Jeff West. They played on Saturday to finish up their regular season against Council Grove. Dodd to the near corner. Skipped by Wisdom to Bond. Inside the patch. Turnaround Jay, and it rattles in and then out. And rebounded by Perry.
Got a great look everywhere but down.
Through that cap.
Through the rim. This is pretty good basketball tonight.
Last time I broadcasted a Holton game, it was almost too good a basketball. The Wildcat teams both blew fourth quarter leads against Hiawatha. You saw them both play great, win two games against Royal Valley. Since then, the Wildcats went up and swept Riverside and then split on Friday night against Nemaw, with the girls winning that game by four. They beat Riverside by three, lost to Hiawatha in the fourth quarter, as mentioned, but man, there's been a lot of tight, close games this season. And one opportunity for Brooke Metcalf, who makes the shot as she draws the foul, putting Perry ahead here with the free throw pending.
I'm just thankful I got invited back, man. After you and I worked, I worked with the girls and on Royal Valley, and you worked with the girls, Hiawatha, and Spalding worked with the girls. I know they're better looking than I am.
Speaking of Courtney Boswell and Shay Tankey, who's done a lot of the Holton Channel broadcast as of late. After the missed free throw by Brooke Metcalf, Holton gets it into Wisdom, who's fouled here with 48 seconds to go. Wisdom has attempted the only free throw so far for Holton tonight. And she will get two more here. Made her first. Lindsay has 10 points in the ball game, and now 11 as that one tickles the twine. Foul number two on Maddie Welch. Checks out as Taylor Dammy returns after a quick breather. Free throw here for Lindsay is perfect as well. Free throw shooting nearly 70%. Wisdom one of the best on the Holton team. 4-for-4 tonight. Holton leads 20-19. They get a steal. That's Wisdom. Off the 12th. Top turnover. Here's Dodd in transition. Jumper in the lane. Off to the left side. No good. Rebounded by Campbell Keller. Nice little move. She dribbles it ahead from left to right. And the road blues for the Cobb. Dammy can't get the shot off. Deflected by Dodd and out of bounds. No, they say Dodd didn't touch it. Apparently it's going to be Holton's ball here at midcourt. 13 turnovers on Perry.
Holton with two good defensive stops. Got bucket down the other end. Couple free throws. Got a chance to finish the half. Last possession.
Omaha Central playing at Riverside tonight. Royal Valley's home against Silver Lake in a non-league matchup. Jeff West has the bye. Beth and Hiawatha will try to play Thursday. Flowing down low. Missed it. Got it back. Up a second time. That's no good. Rebound by Perry with 5 seconds left. And a foul by Dodd. It's the sixth. So no free throws here at the end of the half for Perry. Tierra Dodd picks up her second personal foul. She'll come out to not get a cheap third. Edsel returns, and Perry's got 4 seconds here to try to get a shot off down by one. Coach Franzetta trying to draw up something. Half court Thayer on the near side. I don't know if she realizes the time pass. Three-pointer is up and good if it goes, but off the glass missed by Metcalf, and that'll take us to the break. Perry led 10-8 at the end of one quarter. Holton with a 9-0 run in that second stanza, leading by one here at the break. It's Holton 20 and Perry LeCompton 19, our halftime show from Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway K-16. That starts next. You're on the Holton channel at MSESports.net and FM 103.9 KNCA.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town.
I did.
Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Banking local means more than just living here, and our staff is committed to being involved locally, and that's why we hope you choose to bank locally.
That's Tanya Barta, president of the Farmers State Bank.
We not only want to be your banking partner, but we look forward to building relationships with our customers.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome into our halftime show along with the coach, John Holliday. Justin Fluke back with you. Our studio engineer tonight is Chance Link. Chance getting his first crack at the new software programming, our all-new computer operating system. We are fully on Zeta now in our family of 5 radio stations, and continue to appreciate the patience we get from our loyal listeners as we try to navigate through that change and upgrade to our operating system. We'll have some great long-term benefits for our employees and our listeners alike. Here at halftime, it's Holton leading 20-19 in the girls' game against Perry LeCompton, but a couple big swings in that first half. Holton led 4-0 in a little over 4 minutes into this contest, but then Perry got hot, made a few shots. They led 10-8 at the end of one quarter, stretched it 15-8 early in the second quarter, but then Holton answered with a 9-0 run. The Wildcats went from down by 7 to up by a couple. Then we were back and forth a bit there through the final minutes of that first half, with Holton leading it by 1 point here at intermission. Both teams a little bit sloppy with the basketball. A few turnovers for both teams. Perry, 3 threes to no threes for Holton. I guess that's the biggest difference I look at right now, is Holton's winning the rebounding battle, and they're certainly doing their damage inside, where Perry LeCompton's been kind of reliant on making some perimeter shots here so far for about half their points tonight.
Well, the other thing is free throw line. You know, Lindsey Wisdom's 4-for-4 from the line, where Perry's had an opportunity. They're, I have a Super 5.
Me too.
In a game like this, the more free throws, if you can make more free throws than your opponent scores, and Holton's right there, going 4-for-4 from the line. Well, that's some great free throw shooting by Lindsey Wisdom. And battled some foul trouble. Mason Patch had to sit a little bit, which you don't like. And Tierra Dodd, she's kind of like Brooke Puelling. She's been an energizer bunny for him. And she picked up a cheap second foul late. But hopefully she can step on the floor second half and get things going again. Got a great ball game going here. Last regular season game, Big 7. Can you ask for anything better?
So far, so good. And we got three more halves of basketball still to come here tonight. Our first half statistics are brought to you by NEK Tax Services. It is tax season, but don't fret if you haven't scheduled an appointment, if you've put your taxes off. How about this? Trust the local experienced professionals that are on your side. They'll help you through it. They'll make it easy and make sure it's all done right. And he filed for you at NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. Jacob Yingst, Courtney Brockoff from Hiawatha, part of his staff now there at NEK Tax Services. First half stats for Perry. They had four girls score. Brooke Metcalf and Taylor Dammy both have 7 points, including a three-point basket. Campbell Keller hit a three to get her 3 points, and Reagan Thayer has the other two. Coach mentioned free throws. Perry only 2 of 5 at the line. They hit the three threes, but they had 13 turnovers and 5 fouls. Maddie Welch, the only player with 2 fouls for Perry LeCompton. But they're 13 turnovers, 5 more than Holton, as the Wildcats have just 8 turnovers here at the break. Holton also had just 4 girls score, but a big half offensively for Lindsey Wisdom, and she's got 12, including those 4-for-4 free throw makes. 4 points for Brooke Fluelling, and 2 each for Grace Etzel and Macy Patch. Holton does have, as Coach mentioned, Patch and Dodd, both with 2 personal fouls here at halftime. Again, our score, Holton 20 and Perry LeCompton 19. We've got a quick chance here, Coach. So I was going to ask you about one of Holton's own making some history. He mentioned earlier that you and I haven't been together for a game. We've both had some other things going on and been doing some wrestling coverage, which we'll talk about and have more of coming up this week here on the Holton Channel. But tell us a little bit about Mason Strader making the Wildcat Nation proud with some phenomenal performances for the Pitt State Gorillas.
Well, Mason's living proof that hard work pays off. I mean, this kid has worked his tail off. He's bought into the Pitt State program that they have down there, the coaching, his roommate, the hard work. But kind of culminated for him Friday. He started the year. They was fortunate enough last year to be a DMR national champion with his teammates. But heading into this year, his best was a 4.05 in the mile indoor. He opened the year with a 4.04 and got beat and was kind of upset about it. He just kind of drives, and he thrives on competition. And the next meet, he ran a 4.02 and got beat, was had a bad taste in his mouth, and he wasn't really happy. He was sitting 11th in Division II and just did not have a – they're taking the top 16 this year in Division II to Nationals, and he didn't think, and his coach didn't think, so wanted a little more insurance, so they went down to the University of Arkansas against some Division I schools. Oklahoma State was there, KU was there, with some different runners and et cetera, and Arkansas obviously was there. But, boy, he popped one, and he told his mother earlier in the week, she asked him, he thought, he could do it. He said, yeah, I think Friday. I got good competition. I got a great facility. And Mason ran a 358, 0.4 something mile.
That's 4 times around the track in less than 4 minutes for those of you keeping track at home.
And down there, that's 8 laps around the track, the 200 meter track. But, yeah. You talk about Jim Ryan, breaking the 4-minute barrier, in America. He was a high school person at the time, but, there was 4 kids that ran sub 3:59 down there. The competition was fantastic. Mason was fortunate enough to win it. And just to tell you just how elite that is, and it's the second fastest in the nation in Division II this year. A kid from Simon Fraser ran the 3:57. Second fastest in the nation. It was the first time a Pitt State runner has been under 4, and Pitt State's had a storied track program. It's the ninth time that a Division II runner has broken sub-4 minute mile, and it's the third fastest in Division II history. And that's probably the one that really amazes me. Is you know all the years that Division II's been in, and all the great runners that have been through. You start taking a look at the runners that have been going through. The third fastest Division II history. You know, number one, we're very, very proud of the young man that he's become, but quite an establishment for him to establish that record. You know, he had the Pitt State record ahead of that with 4:02 that he ran a week ago, and then bettered it again by 4 seconds. Just absolutely amazing. And as he and I conversed today, I said, you know, the rewards we talked about earlier, reward for doing great things is you got to go back to work and do some great things. So got a conference this week at Maryville, Missouri. We're going to run the mile, then we're going to Nationals. He's a shoe-in for Nationals now in the DMR. They have the second-fastest time there, and he'll run the mile at the Nationals as well, which, fortunately for them, is a Pitt State this year.
Nice.
So,
won't have to travel far.
No. Fantastic accomplishment for what he's done. But, you know, just, again, and we've talked about it several times. You know, I told kids when they recruit my kids, said, these kids are going to get better because they're going to quit playing volleyball, they're going to quit playing softball, they're going to quit running track, and, you know, that's all he does is run now, and he's taking off. And we've had a lot of kids that do that as well, girls basketball. They just keep getting better at the collegiate level because they're multi-sport athletes.
Well, that's an awesome story, and congratulations to Mason Strader. Certainly an accomplishment. We'll have a story up, full details tomorrow on MSCSports.net. We're getting back to basketball here as we're into the second half. Fulton has it here to begin the third quarter, leading 20-19 against Perry. And that one spun out on a drive, but Wisdom on the bank shot had it spin on the front iron and then it fall off. She's a little frustrated as she looks over to head coach Kurt Heisler, but Perry lost the rebound out of bounds, so Holton's going to keep it here on their offensive end. Holton going left to right now on your dial the remainder of the night, trailed by as many as 7. Starting 5 out there for Coach Heisler, Llewellyn, Wisdom, Bond, and with 2 fouls each, Patch and Don. Patch at the foul line, fakes, dribbles, passes to Wisdom. Lindsay back to Macy in the lane, can't get a look up. Holton will back it out and reset here, 1:10 into this third quarter. Bond gets a screen, dribbles left, slings it over to Llewellyn. Perry's man-to-man defensively. Dammy trying to defend Wisdom, and she missed another good look. Holton comes away empty, and now Dammy here at half court. Excuse me, that's Metcalf with the dribble over to Campbell. Now Dammy in the corner. She wants to drive baseline, collides with Patch. She had to be careful with 2 fouls, but the shot won't go, and Wisdom has the rebound.
Yeah, just good defense by Macy. Held her ground, showed numbers, and made her change her shot.
Bond getting a screen from Patch. Picks it up, back out to Macy. That's a long 3, and she missed it. Rebounded by Metcalf again. Brooke will turn and move right to left for the Cavs and their Road Blues. The starters are Welch, Baker, Campbell, Keller, Metcalf, and Dammy for Coach Franzetta. Patch went for a steal and miss. Jumper missed on the baseline by Baker. Rebound and a foul on the putback, as it'll be Brooke Metcalf heading to the line where she's 0-3 tonight. A third foul against Tierra Dodd as well.
We're kind of starting the same way we did in ball games. Slow. Except instead of turnovers, we've got a lot of missed shots.
Metcalf makes a free throw. She now leads Perry with 8 points here in this game. Holton will have to bring out Dodd with 3 fouls as Etzel checks in. Perfect vision on the scoreboard at the moment with the game tied 20-20. Second free throw will keep us that way, but a rebound by Dammy, and she missed a bunny. Both teams have missed some pretty good looks. We stay tight. Llewellyn handling the basketball. Holton trying to get a win, which would basically secure a first-round home game in Substate next week. By the way, the Holton girls will play Tuesday in the first round of Substate next week. They'll have a full week between games. They'll play Tuesday, and if Holton wins that, they'll play in a sub-state championship game a week from Friday. So the girls are Tuesday, Friday next week. I had to write this on my hand, Coach.
I'm running out of room up here, man. Between 2A, 3A, 4A, whatever we're playing, Winware, et cetera.
Yeah, so the guys next week will play Wednesday and Saturday for the Holton boys. That is in 4A substate. So their first round game will be Wednesday. Here's a drive and a bucket by Lindsay Wisdom. She's now got 14 points tonight.
I don't know if you noticed which hand she shot that with, but that was something we've been begging for all year. Boy, she went left and looked really, really good.
Now switch, little lean-in, floating shot by Campbell Keller inside the paint at the other side. We're tied again now at 22. A lot of twos today they're talking about, I guess, here on February the 22nd of 2022, and we got a 22-22 tie game. I mean, if deuces were wild, we'd be millionaires.
I was going to say, all 22-22.
There's a long two-pointer, and it's up and good. Allie Baker just scored her first points of the contest, and a timeout by Coach Heisler at the other end. We'll take a timeout. We missed one during the halftime with a good talk there about Mason Strader, so we'll catch that up now with our studio engineer, Chance Link, and then return for Big 7 Girls Basketball with Perry now leading the Holton girls 24-22.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back, Justin Fluke, alongside the coach, John Holliday. Special thanks tonight to Eli Hallauer and Caitlin Ingalls is running the camera and helping with the Holton Channel production tonight. Cam Mulroy's been out sick. He's missing time as well. You just never know who's going to be helping out, running things or on the air here on the Holton Channel anymore.
Boy, that's number one. It's been fun. The girls, I think, had a great time doing it. I know we do. But, you know, it's when you got good help, it makes it a lot of fun. So, huge thanks. Those high school kids, they don't have to come down here and put the time in, but they're working their tails off. They're a lot more technically advanced than I am, that's for sure. So,
Holton ball out of the timeout. They now trail by two against Perry, and we're approaching the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. Missed three by Stacy Bond. The Cavs come away with it. Here's Keller quickly into the half court by Edsel and by Bond, who now cuts her off on the baseline. Metcalf has it on the near side wing. 24-22, Perry LeCompton. They were down 1 point at halftime. Keller's hit one of the three triples for the Cavs. Metcalf going to try a three. That's no good. Rebound. Patch able to control it for the Lady Cats. Coach Franzetta says match him. Find him. Let's play man-to-man. Holton looking inside. That ball deflected away from Wisdom, who's got 14 points. Holton needs to keep getting her touches on the offensive end.
Well, no, we've talked about this all year, too, with those paint touches in the paint. You know, Lindsay's really been effective tonight, and Macy has that ability to do the same thing.
Down low to Flewelling, out to Bond. Up top now, Edsel. Give her a little bit of room up top. Grace it. 8 3-pointers, a lot of those early in the year. Flew away. Nice spin move, but couldn't finish again. Big shot, no good. Rebound, diving on the floor. Baker has it covered up, and we're going to get a jump ball. The possession arrow favors Perry LeCompton. 3:01 to go, third quarter. Two subs in for the Cavs. Dammy back in, and also Maddie Welch. Holton has matched their best win total from the last four seasons, I believe. 13 wins would be the most in about a handful of years for the Lady Cat program. So Holton trying to get the win number 13 here tonight. Here's a drive and a bank shot by Reagan Sayer. Going to make it harder on the Cats as Sayer scores her second field goal to put Perry up by four.
You know, we saw Perry go on this run the first half, and then Holton went on a run, so Holton needs to get it started in a hurry.
In the paint, step back shot, an air ball. That one might have been forced a bit. Out of bounds is Coach Heisler's team seeming to put up some, maybe, I don't know, panic's the right word, shots, but, you know, just not being quite as patient or getting the looks they need on the offensive end here, down by four.
And, you know, you nailed it. right there. You know, when first half when they were playing really, really good, there's a lot of touches. You know, the ball touched several people's hands and reversed. A lot of patience. And, unfortunately, defensively, they got stopped there, so they come down and hopefully hit that again. You know, don't get in a hurry. This whole team is 8-2 in the last 10 games because of their patience offensively. A little better ball movement and getting the ball in better shooting spots.
Ansel throws it away, so back-to-back turnovers, one on each team. I believe the first turnover for both teams here in the second half.
That's what I have as well. So we started the game with, what, 8 turnovers in a row? We've had 2 in 6 minutes.
But a lot of missed shots, as you mentioned a moment ago. As here in the second half, Perry LeCompton has 7 points. Holton has just 2 points in this third quarter. 6 minutes nearly gone by. Ansel trying to save it in and does, off Perry, out of bounds. It'll be Wildcat basketball here.
Grace with a great hustle play. Got a deflection, went out of bounds, threw it off the Prairie player. Gives Holton another shot at this thing. See if they can get a shot up this possession.
That's all over to Dodge. She's the only player with 3 personal fouls. Gets it in to Wisdom, who missed it off the glass, patched the rebound, and a foul on the floor. Holton with several offensive rebounds. That was a good look, and Lindsay's showing a little frustration right now that she hasn't been able to make some of these shots that she feels like maybe she had a good chance at finishing.
Well, she was on such a heater. You know, 12 points first half, just the deuce second half.
Cleared out for Lindsay. Takes it to the hole. She banks that one in. 16 now for Lindsay Wisdom. Holton down just 2.
She is as good going to her right as anybody. We got an offensive charge.
Before the pass and the basket by Brooke Metcalf, we have the charge here on Perry LeCompton's Taylor Dammy. That was a big call.
It was. And Lindsay Wisdom scores and hustles down the floor, gets her feet set.
And the same thing that Flewellian did in the first
exactly.
half. Wisdom just did there. New driving, lost the handle on the floor to cover it up, and Holton will keep it on a jump ball here, down 26-24. During our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show tonight, we'll pick a player to bank on. It's presented by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Cats underneath their own basket. That's just 2 total fouls on Perry this half, 2 personals on Taylor Dammy. Looking underneath, nothing there. Out to Dodd, fakes the open shot. Now Patch at the tip of the circle, looking for a guard and some help. Wisdom has to jump outside the half moon to get it. She hands it back to Ansel, who dribbles near half court against Perry's man-to-man.
Got a high post flash.
Patch to
got
Wisdom.
Buried. Oh.
50 seconds to go. Good high-low from Patch, but Wisdom couldn't finish that one. And a timeout by Coach Franzetta. I think both coaches have called a couple timeouts now here in this ball game, so have about 3 remaining. We'll take a break, presented again by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, just west of Whitey, the perfect timeout snack. We return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Brooke Haling from Everest, Kansas, and I would recommend using Holt's House Auto House to buy your next car. I bought an 03 Chevy Tahoe. Very quick, very easy. I saw it on a Thursday, and we bought it Friday. They're very friendly people, and they're there to help you navigate what kind of vehicle you would want and for the best price possible.
Our name means a great deal at Holt's House Auto House.
HoltsHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt's House vehicles have you seen today?
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton. Justin Fluke, the coach, John Holliday, courtside here. Perry LeCompton has the ball, and they lead Holton 26-24. Holton needed a strong fourth quarter to win last time out against Nemaw Central. Here's a tip and a steal. It's Tierra Dodd, and it's knocked away by Campbell from behind. But Holton's going to have it as Dodd creates the takeaway for the Wildcats.
Holton really extended their defense. That's something second half they've got a timeout.
So another timeout, and Holton's going to only have a couple remaining, 26-24. And let's keep it here during this break. I want to remind folks that tomorrow and Thursday are our final high school basketball locker room chats of this season. Every Wednesday and Thursday, beginning around 5:30, you can hear thoughts and comments from girls and boys varsity high school basketball coaches, including these two coaches, Heisler and Franzetta, both on Thursday nights, but our locker room chats the next couple of evenings. And speaking of Franzetta and the Perry coaching staff, got one of our other Holton alums over there back as an assistant this year, despite the change in head coach.
Yeah, got a nice text from Macy. Today, I wonder if he's going to be here. Got a nice hug from her. And, you know, Macy and Briley knew his sister coach on the Holton staff were part of that 2011 state championship team. And both ended up having great college careers. Macy going to Baker, had a great career, and Briley going to Cali County and Kansas Wesleyan.
Shot missed by Wisdom. Now Perry throws it out of bounds at half court as they go crashing into the bench. So 7 seconds left here in the third quarter, and Holton will have the ball trailing by two.
Well, that's a big turnover by Perry. They got to get a stop, and they just lost complete idea of what time the score was.
Well, Brooke all the way got her on this and got fouled before the clock hit zeros and the horn sounded. Holton going to get two free throws here, right, to try to tie this up at the end of the third quarter?
I believe so. Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's good stuff there. Macy Wallish and Briley New, former Holton Wildcats that competed at the next level. Llewellyn's first trip to the line tonight, and she's good. That's 5 points. Brings Holton within one. The clock shows zero, so this will take us to the fourth quarter. After Llewellyn's second, she's the only player out there on the court. Brooke bends the knees, flicks the wrist, and made them both. That's big as we'll go into the fourth. Tied up 26-26 after that low scoring third quarter. This is a full 1 minute timeout with one quarter still to go here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Chance Link. I'm Justin Fluke alongside John Holliday. Tonight, Eli Hallauer and Caitlin Ingalls are running the Holton Channel production for us. We're tied 26-26. It's been a great game. Biggest lead for either team was 15-8. Perry LeCompton led by 7 early in the second quarter. Here's Perry down low, wide open, no backside help, and a nice seal entry pass to Taylor Dammy. She leads the cause with 9 points as Perry goes back ahead by two.
I think that's her first bucket second half.
Yes, sir. Down low, Patch. Her basket good, plus a foul. And Macy's second field goal of the night will give Holton a chance for the lead with the and-one opportunity.
Great high-low look from Lindsay. Down the base. We've seen that a time or two this year.
A couple.
You know, we were talking during the quarters, you know, this game's very, very important for Holton. You know, a win could propel them anywhere up to 6 as Macy hits her free throw. And I got a Holton 5 for 5 from the line, or excuse me, 7 for 7 from the line.
Don't jinx it.
Holton with a win could climb as high as 6. And if a loss, they can drop as low as 11. So this game is very, very important. It's Tierra goes to the rim and knocks it down.
Stacy Bond got the steal and the assist. And Dodd able to finish with their first bucket of the night. That thing went around the bowl a few times before being flushed.
It did. Tara just picked up her, I think, her fourth foul.
Speaking of that, we didn't mention it, but Taylor Dammy had to go to the bench for Perry because she got her fourth foul a moment ago, too. That's a big hurt for Perry's leading scorer that's now on the bench with four fouls and just over 7 minutes to remain.
And it's just both going to hurt Perry probably more than it hurts Holton, but boy, Tara is just such an energizer for this Holton team defensively. You saw her getting a deflection. And
trying to step through a double team there. Campbell Keller will be called for the travel. I got 17 turnovers now on Perry LeCompton. Two quick ones here in the fourth quarter. KU says head coach Kurt Heisler. OKU K-State playing tonight. Do we need to keep any tabs on that one?
Well, I got my wife down there at that one. She's going down. Basically, high-low look.
Shot partially blocked. Here comes Perry. That's hostile territory.
It is.
Oh, your wife likes KU, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's one bad flaw.
Everybody's got to have something.
That's right.
Nice pass to Wisdom. Can't get the shot off, but some contact. This foul on the floor. Five team fouls on Perry LeCompton. Just two fouls on Holton here in the second half. Wildcats leading it now 31-28. I don't know. Was their biggest lead 4-0? Is Holton led by more than 4 points in this game?
I think this 4-0 was as big as it's been because it's been back and forth since then. We got Emma Nally goes to the locker room with a bloody nose. Game's getting physical.
No blood time like in wrestling. Just
substitute.
Off the game, off the court, game goes on. Baseline pass to Patch from Wisdom. Missed. Rebound chased down by Allie Baker. So Kendall Gray out there now for the cause. Campbell Keller, crossover dribble. Has it poked away. Stacy Bond may be getting credit there for yet another steal for the Wildcats. Much different than when Holton won the first game between these two teams by 22 points earlier this season. That was at Perry on a night. Coach, you remember that night? What I remember about that night was that you and me were flying solo. We were running the camera. We were keeping the scoreboard. We were keeping the stats. We were broadcasting. It was you and me and nobody else. Remember that?
I do.
That's a three-pointer.
Huge three from Grace Etzel. They stretch the lead to 7. Perry had a 7-point lead early, I believe. But boy, here's a three by, she answers.
Campbell Keller answers the three by Grace Etzel, and now a timeout. The Holton 7-point lead was short-lived, as now it's a 34-31 contest. Full timeout called by Perry after Campbell Keller's triple. She's got 8 points now on the night. The cause has made 4 3-point baskets. Holton just hit their first of the game by Grace Etzel. And we'll take this timeout with 5:19 to go. Here in the fourth quarter, the Holton girls lead Perry by 3 points on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice, is your local choice for home health, serving neighbors, friends, and family for more than 26 years. Holton Community Hospital, Home Health and Hospice offers skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, as well as social services. If you're recovering from surgery, illness, or living with an ongoing medical condition, the team of local, skilled medical professionals will help you regain your independence and make a smooth transition to home care. So count on care close to home with Home Health and Hospice from Holton Community Hospital.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Justin Fluke, John Holiday with you. 34-31. Holton up by 3 points with 5 minutes, 19 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's a sign of a Perry team that's improving. Is, you know, they were down, things were going, they could have rolled over and played dead, but they came down, hit a three ball, and all of a sudden we got a one-possession game again.
Led Hiawatha much of the night last night, but Hiawatha, fourth quarter comeback, making it, actually Perry was the one that came back in the fourth quarter to make that a tight game. 42-41 was the final. Basketball belonging to Holton here underneath their own goal. Five fouls on the cause. Taylor Dammy with four personals is back in the game. Dodd on the Holton bench with four fouls, but the only two against the Cats this half. Close to the basket, deep pass goes in, but Wisdom missed the turnaround shot. Dammy with the board, hustles ahead, now slams on the break. In the corner to Welch, through the lane, and the shot missed, but a foul is Allison Baker. We'll get a couple free throws here for Perry LeCompton.
It's a nice break and, by Perry. And, well, Allison Baker, she did a great job. She sprinted the backside of the floor and got position and made an easy pass for her teammate. Missed a shot, but going to the line, shooting a pair.
Second personal foul on Lindsey Wisdom. Holton's third team foul as this free throw is good. So 4 of 8 now from the free throw line is Perry LeCompton tonight. Holton is 7 for 7. Single possession game still, and now a 1 point game as Allie Baker hits them both. 34-33 with 4.5 minutes remaining. Be Outdoors Real Estate, the name to know. Whether you're buying or selling property, Be Outdoors, our post-game show sponsor, will get it down low and a missed shot there by Macy Patch. Holton's had a couple of good looks.
Just say, the offensive execution's been good. Just misses, you know. Just, he had Macy in a great spot to score. And couldn't get it in hole.
Up top dribbling, it's Brooke Metcalf as we go under 4 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Perry could retake the lead here after trailing by 7 not that long ago. Looking inside, Perry showing some patience. Now Metcalf lost the handle, and it's out of bounds. That's the 19th turnover by the Cause as Campbell Keller checks back in for the Cause. Campbell's played, you know, we're talking about all the coaches. She's played for 3 different coaches just herself. But Perry LeCompton, you're talking about scouting her a bit, or freshman year. She can definitely shoot that 3-ball. She gets set and open. Kind of forced into more of a point guard role a little bit the last couple of years. And put a lot of pressure on her. Took away some scoring. Here's Etzel, another 3.
Oh man, that was huge.
My, oh my. You got to have grace, huh?
Huge bucket.
Etzel's triple puts Holton up 4. Now 3 at the other end. This one is off the iron by Welch and over the backboard.
Tried to answer.
We saw this from Etzel in the first month of the season. She hasn't, at the varsity level anyway, been as consistent scoring and hitting perimeter shots. But, boy, her 2 already in this fourth quarter now have been huge.
Well, this is a big possession. Holt can come up with a way. And
almost a turnover it is. Perry comes away with it. Coach Franzetta doesn't need the timeout as his girls have the basketball.
Yeah, you scream for that timeout and you're saying thank you for not listening to me.
Here's a 3 by Keller. That one no good. Rebound by Brooke Flewelling. 2:45 to go. Cats 37, Cobb 33. Flewelling and everybody catching their breath. Perry in a 2-3 zone. That's how Etzel's got loose for a couple triples. They skip it to her here. Wanted to shoot, but dishes it in the corner to Patch. Now Flewelling over to the far side, Bond. She'll fake. Well, that skip pass open. Etzel wanting it. You can tell she kind of feels it in the zone. High post, kick out. Etzel again. And no good this time. Rebounded by Baker. That was a heat check.
It was.
Etzel. Metcalf, tough shot. Threw some contact. Missed it short. Etzel has the rebound. Etzel might be putting herself in consideration for our player to bank on tonight.
No question.
And a timeout with 2 minutes to go. 2-minute warning here. Coach Heisler going to take this timeout, and we'll step away as well. Holton 37, Perry 33. Got a dogfight. The final game of the regular season. It's Big 7 basketball continuing in 30 seconds here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Houlton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Houlton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Two minutes to go in this basketball game with the boys' contest to follow. It is senior night, so all the seniors will be honored. We'll have that coming up here between games tonight as well. So maybe a little extra time for our studio engineer, Chance Link, to get familiar with our new Zeta operating system. But a heck of a ball game here. Looks like we're in for a good finish, Coach. 37-33, Houlton leads Perry by four. Pat's got a couple fouls to give. Perry only has one they can give. The lead, the ball, and the possession arrow right now all favor the Wildcats.
And Perry comes out, timeout, goes man-to-man. Lindsay Wisdom needs to do some damage now. They're part of Grace Etzel scoring at will.
Close to a five-second count there. Keller playing great defense on Flewelly. Finally got rid of it.
She's an impressive player. I mean, just does a lot of things.
Here's Wisdom down, though, as you mentioned, and she missed a turnaround shot. Still two-possession lead. We're at 90 seconds remaining here tonight.
I think Coach Osborne's got to be happy with the shots he's getting.
Deflection, steal. Wisdom misses it at one end, but that's why you don't hang your head and pout, right?
That's
you
right.
Got to get it back.
Yeah. That possession's over. We got to go do something else, especially in a ball game like this with a buck 16 to go. Every stop's important. Can't hang your head.
Perry's got to D it up, but Dammy's got four fouls up here on top against Flewelling. Etzel skips it to Brook now on the far left side. No need to force anything here for the Cats. Work it. Be patient. Instead, it's off the knee of Wisdom, and another turnover for Houlton. I've got Houlton with 12 turnovers tonight, Perry LeCompton with 20. But the Cats still have a chance down four with under a minute to go. Keller on the bench here offensively. That's a bit surprising.
Man, no question. Houlton almost got a steal. He got a deflection.
Three-pointer in the corner by Welch.
Oh, wow. Here we go again.
And Maddie Welch picks a fine time for her first points of the game. Perry's now made five threes, and that one for Welch pulls the cause within 1 point. We'll keep it here with 46 seconds to go. Houlton going to have to handle the ball, maybe make some free throws. As well, again, our timeouts are courtesy of Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack located just west of Whiting. That Beyond Doors postgame show is coming up, including our Player to Bank on selection tonight, courtesy of the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. I want to mention wrestling before I forget, because we got a lot of wrestling coming up this week, Coach. We had six girls qualify for state wrestling for Houlton. They wrestled tomorrow and Thursday. And then we had
six guys. I think that's right.
Yeah. And that's state tournaments Friday and Saturday. So the next 4 days, Houlton's going to be taking over the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. Here's a big push in the back. Wisdom couldn't finish as the foul came, but she's going to head to the line. Chance to extend Houlton's one-point lead with 35 seconds to go. So we'll have wrestling updates at the bottom of each hour for the next 4 days. Plus some live coverage and play-by-play here on the Houlton Channel. No play-by-play tomorrow on the Houlton Channel, but we will have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday play-by-play of wrestling on the Houlton Channel from Salina. Free throw good. Big free throws here for Wisdom. That's six fouls on Perry, by the way, so Holton's in the bonus. First foul against Thayer. Second free throw, Wisdom, and she's perfect tonight. 6 for 6 at the line. 18 points for Lindsay Wisdom, and the Cats are back up by 3.
Well, if you're Houlton, you got to be thinking here. You know, we got 34 seconds. You got fouls to give.
Let's not
give anything cheap. You don't just hack, but you sure don't give up an easy layup without making sure they don't score.
Load them down. Now we got to defend. Metcalf, left side. Dammy's got it. Skip
Uh-oh.
It over. Wide open. Shot by Thayer. No good on a 3 to tie. Loose ball rebound. It's going to go out of bounds off of Houlton on a great hustle play. And maybe
hurt.
A little hurt. Did Dammy hit her head? She saved that in, but she's holding the left side of her head here at the moment with just 15 seconds remaining.
She hit her head on Blaine Bates. Great hustle fly.
No kidding.
And she went into the bleachers, and I was looking down to try to see it. She head hit that second bleacher.
Tammy won't be able to play here with 15 seconds left, but she hobbles to the bench, hopefully just a bit shaken up there. Campbell Keller back in. Perry still within striking distance, and they'll take a timeout. And we'll take our final timeout of the game as well. So the Cons will have the ball on their side, down 3 points, 39-36. And this is another 30-second timeout. We're on the Holton Channel at MSCSports.net and here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back, Holton High School, 39-36. Wildcats leading the visiting Perry LeCompton Cons, who are on to 3A Substate at Pomona next week. Holton girls trying to secure a home game for their 4A Substate, which begins on Tuesday next week. Perry's got the ball, down three. Taylor Dammy not able to come back in. Metcalf will trigger it in. Holton's got to defend the perimeter. 15 seconds left. They get it in. And another timeout was called. So this gives us a chance to kind of break things down. Obviously, Perry is probably thinking, you know, three-pointer to tie here. There's just not a ton of time left, especially with three fouls to give if they miss. It's going to be tough to get it back. So what are you talking about defensively for Holton here, not allowing the three-pointer? And can you foul, I guess, if it's not on a shot here?
Well, I think you got to think about that in that situation. You know, that's the change that the foul situation has done. And the, you know, 20 years ago, it was never a question. You're not going to foul. I think here you got to take a look, and especially if you got a three-point shooter, which Perry has several of them. I think the ball comes in and they start to attack. I think you got to look at taking a foul. I think you got to take time off the clock. You sure don't want to have a wide-open look. You know, the thing you don't want to have happen is foul a three-point shooter. You know, that's definitely a no-no. I'm kind of surprised. I think Perry has one more timeout left, but that was a quick timeout. I thought we'd take a he'd have tried something, take a look at it, see what would happen. But if you're Holton, you got to get your heels to the three-point line. I mean, we always talked about push them out another foot farther than what's comfortable. And they got some range. We'll see what kind of inbounds play that Perry has coming out of it. But wouldn't surprise me at all if we see a quick foul here by Holton as soon as the ball comes inbounds.
Three players on the court right now have all hit a three tonight for Perry. They'll get it into Metcalf as one of those. She can't hand it off, and now left side, it's Sayer. 8 seconds left, deflected out of bounds by Macy Patch. Pretty well defended by the Cats so far, 7 seconds to go.
Well, they took away the first look and got him to pick the ball up a long ways from the rim, didn't even have a chance to get the shot off.
I don't think Perry has any timeouts left. They get it in to Welch. She's hit a three tonight as well. She lets one fly, no good. Rebound, Holton, 3 seconds left. Llewellyn's got the ball, and Holton's got the victory. Holton finishes the regular season winning 9 of their last 11. The Cats go 9-2 to finish the regular season. They get to 13 wins for the first time in a few years and take that momentum into sub-state, likely with the home game next week. It wasn't easy, Coach. That was a hard-fought Holton victory.
Well, I tell you just how good Big 7 is when a team that hasn't won a Big 7 game shows up the last two nights of the regular season, takes Hiawatha to the wire, and same thing again tonight, to step on the floor and give the same type of effort to give them a chance to win. They ain't no roll over and play dead in this league. These teams come to play.
Holton got two free throws to tie it heading into the fourth quarter by Brooke Llewellyn. They win the fourth quarter 13-10, including a couple clutch free throws by Lindsey Wisdom with 27 seconds left. That was the final point of this contest. Holton beats Perry 39-36. And we've got postgame final stats of the player to bank on coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over.
Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Hi, this is Nick at Citizen State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizen State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Our postgame show presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. The Holton ladies win it 39-36. 13 wins now, the most since 2017 and 18 when Holton finished 15-6. And the Wildcats go 9-2 in their last 11 games. They finished 9-5 in the Big 7 League. And I'll tell you what, Coach, let's just start right there. I mean, I think Kurt Heisel's done a heck of a job. I remember watching this team against Burlington in a couple games early on. They had over 20 turnovers, lost a couple games, and I'm thinking, you know, a winning record might be a pretty good season for these girls, but, you know, they've got a better record than the guys. I mean, 9-5 in the tough Big 7 League, and the way they finished, 9-2 down the stretch, I think Coach Heisler's done a heck of a job here getting the most out of, you know, what he had from these girls and their talent.
Well, that was I think we'd have to agree with you. You know, we're early in the year, we're thinking, well, what's going to happen? This team's not fun to watch. I mean, they had some effort, but, you know, they were struggling scoring the ball. They were struggling defensively. They were, turnovers were just horrendous, especially early. But, you know, that you take a look at it since they came back from Christmas, you know, that, the mid-season tournament, they got 2 wins there. You know, I remember talking about that. Okay. That's what we want out of mid-season. We want 2 wins. And, but not only did they, you know, they only had 2 losses, 9-2. But both those were games they could win. I mean,
Hiawatha in the fourth quarter, yeah.
Hiawatha was a very, very close ball game. And you know, that's just when you, was it the Sabetha game? No, it wasn't Sabetha.
Jeff West game was a
high contested game here, second time through. So this whole team's ready to go. I mean, I think they're going to head into sub-state. You know, A lot of games be played. As I said, they could be as high as 6, depending on what happens, and it could still theoretically be a 10 seed. I mean, that's just how important this game was. But if everybody would happen to win out, then you got a draw for seed. But you know what they have done and the way they're playing the ball game. You've seen them eliminate turnovers. You've seen them be a little more selective with their shots. Defensively, they've been fantastic, especially second half of the season. This whole Coach Osmond's done a great job. He's got this team playing at a highly competitive rate. And like I said, one game was just knocked down, drag out with Hiawatha, within an eyelash being 10-1. the last half of the season. So
sure.
Let's go play Substate. It's time to go.
You bet. And before we get to the final stats and our player to bank on, you mentioned this earlier, but I want to bring it up one more time. You know, Perry LeCompton, they finished 0-14 in the Big 7 League, but I think it says a ton about a coach and the girls to, you know, be 0-13, be a bottom seed for your Substate. You know, you only have 3 wins all year. And here's, you know, Hiawatha coming in. He's only got 3 losses all year. And then you got to go play at Holton the very next night. I mean, back-to-back games late in the season here. And to compete with both those teams the way they did, I mean, I think that says a lot about their student-athletes and their coach for being able to get them up to compete in those games.
Well, just let's go back to Holton, you know, and where we were struggling for our broadcast and doing everything, the technological disadvantages we had going back because the kids were here to take care of us. Holton beats this team by 22 on their home floor. And they come to Holton and it comes down to a last possession game. How far they've come, it's not going to show up in the one-loss record, but obviously the competitiveness that they've shown the last few games of the regular season. And they're going to a 3A Substate that anything can happen. You know, you go on 14, yeah, that's a horrible Big 7 record, but at the same point in time, they might have been possibly, depending on which league they're in, they could be battling for a league championship in certain leagues.
Just ask Riverside. Last year, they finished second in their 2A Substate. You know, they got out of the Big 7. And the non-conference record, girls and boys outside the Big 7, is just phenomenal. It's unbelievable. Let's wrap up this game as Holton wins at 39-36 here over Perry tonight. Checking the final stats brought to you by NEK Tax Services just west of Whiting. Perry led 10-8 at the end of a quarter. Holton was up 20-19 at halftime. Mentioned the 2 free throws by Brooke Fluellian that gave Holton a 26-26 tie coming into the fourth quarter. I don't know if the Cats ever trail, but, man, it was never more than a 4-point game or so in that fourth quarter down the stretch. And a couple big stats. The Wildcats make 9 of 9 from the free throw line, including 2 by Lindsay Wisdom with 27 seconds left. Perry goes just 5 of 9 from the free throw line. Also, only 12 turnovers for Holton and 20 turnovers on Perry LeCompton. The Cavs did make 5 three-point baskets tonight. Cheers to scoring for Perry. Nobody got the double digits. Taylor Dammy led the way with 9. We did see her hobble out of the gym and away from the locker room. They took her out of the gym, so she may be going to get a little a medical treatment. So we wish Taylor Dammy all the best, a phenomenal athlete we talked about earlier in this broadcast. Taylor Dammy with 9, and then you had Campbell Keller and Brooke Metcalf each with 8 points. 4 in the game for both Allison Baker and Reagan Thayer, and 3 points for Maddie Welch. Perry ends the regular season, 3 wins and 17 losses. This is the third game they've had in the Big 7 now within 11 points. Lost to Roll Valley earlier in the year by 4, and then lost to Hiawatha by 1 last night. They fall at Holton tonight by 3. Holton's final stats, well, Lindsay Wisdom, quite the night. She scored in every quarter, finished with 18, and went a perfect 6-for-6 at the line. Wisdom probably upset with some of the easy ones she missed, but 18 points, still a great night for the Holton junior. Grace Edsel hit 2 threes in the fourth quarter, the only 2 three-pointers by the Wildcats tonight. Edsel finished with 8. You had Brooke Fluellian with 6, Macy Patch 5, and Tierra Dodd 2. So I'm going to let you battle it out. I don't know. Lindsay Wisdom and Grace Edsel, both certainly in that category, I think, Coach, for our player to bank on here tonight.
Well, before we leave the Perry, they've got some bright future coming. They've got some young kids. Got a lot of scoring coming back. I think if you're a Perry fan, you take a look. I think there's some bright things to look forward to. But, boy, decisions. That's a tough call, and I tell you what, it's I think you got both players, Grace Edsel and Lindsay Wisdom. My money tonight in the player to bank on is going to go to Grace Edsel, and just because of the fact that she hit 2 huge threes when it was a knockdown drag out, to step up and hit those shots is a sign of maturity, and we've seen Lindsay Wisdom do this night in, night out, day in, day out. But Grace Edsel, 2 big threes in the fourth quarter, she's going to be my player to bank on.
Can't argue with that. It's brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. So we're going to send it back to our studios. We'll get you caught up to date with local news and weather, and then turn our attention to the boys' contest. The senior night festivities have now been completed here at Holton High School. Stay tuned, because, folks, you're not going to want to miss the start of this boys' basketball game tonight. Something special is planned, and I think it's pretty cool. You'll want to be a part of it. So we'll step away and be back in about 10 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.